This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You know, maybe some guys choose to drive ATMs and make mistakes. Or ATV. Still a terrible decision. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I didn't say I was soaping up and touching myself and thinking of you.
I might like it if you did. Our amazing producers, we've got RJ Santillo.
I have been clean for 2 days now.
If you say so, how about... We love this guy, the warrior himself, Raymond Santiago.
This man has been immolated.
That doesn't sound great. And of course, as always, we have the company listening. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Mike, what would you do
can
with
you help
that?
Help me though? With my clean my well, basement?
Anything you need, really. But just don't do one thing. Don't call us lazy. Here's every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, as always, 1-800-919-3776.
Jimmy in the car. Jimmy, good morning. You're on 98.7.
I didn't know this was Stump Rothenberg. I'm
it's
sorry.
Not,
I feel
Jimmy.
Like I messed up. I apologize.
No, Jimmy, it's not. Jimmy, it's not.
Jimmy.
It's okay, Jimmy. We still love you. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Soccer. We love soccer.
Yes, David. We all love soccer. Knicks played hard, but again, couldn't make plays down the stretch at home. Mitchell Robinson was awesome, though. That's now four straight home losses. Nets make it three in a row. They're over 500 for the first time this season. We got our first glimpse at how the Yankees feel about Aaron Judge. Now, NFL Week 13. Yes, Week 13 kicks off tonight with the Bills in Foxborough to face the Patriots. Let's go, Bills. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have no observations. And did it happen in Florida? But before we get to any of that, I'd like to say good morning to a real family man.
Because I am your husband.
That supports his kids.
Ben Simmons shoots more than you.
Oh, that's nasty. Loves his wife.
So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
Well, how about that? Well, how attractive, Dave? Wow, that's a little creepy. There he is, our very own Michael Brady, the one and only, my best friend and yours, David Rothenberg.
It was well done. It was well done. It was well thought out. It was well crafted. I don't understand why we got into a fight moments before you were going to do it, where I was like, you go kill it. Good luck. And then you lashed out at me. But that was very nice. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you're very supportive. You got me a little pep talk, a little pump up. Like it.
But you yelled at me.
No, I didn't. I chastised you a little bit.
but why?
The attack, did he?
I mean, that's how it went down. I was like, listen, you go kill it. Good luck to you. You're going to do great. And you yelled at me.
No, we've had a lot going on the last couple of days, all right? And I was looking for support via text. And I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's fair. I felt like you were acting like a little bit like a baby.
It was touch and go. I'm fighting for us.
Oh, I know you are.
I need a little push.
You're such a baby.
And all I needed was a, hey, you know what? Don't do that.
Yeah, my wife yelled at me, actually.
I need you.
She yelled at me.
I'm fighting battles on all sorts of fronts.
She yelled at me. She yelled at me. So I said, Rick, he's looking to have his hand held, and I won't do it. She's like, why? She's like, why? He needs his hand held. He's texting you. He's reaching out. Why can't you ever just you know, help people when they need the help? I said, I'm not going to stoop to that level and start babying him. He's not a baby.
Well, maybe in that moment I was a baby, and I needed some support. This is why I love Sherry. She gets it.
She gets you. Yeah,
she knows.
She sure does.
She understands. She understands.
She might be one of the few. She might be one of the few.
Yeah, probably her and Cass. That's about it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So there's a lot of bouncy things to do today. A lot of bouncy things, right?
We got a lot going on, man.
We got week 13 to the NFL. Now we can start to say, oh, how are we week 13? How did we get here so quickly? But we're week 13 in the NFL. The Knicks. I'm so disgusted because they were right there, and all they needed to do, like at that moment when Giannis fouls out, I'm like, just if you push this to overtime, you're going to be in great shape because they don't have the best player in the entire league. And of course, Grayson Allen hits a three. Then for some reason, your option is RJ Barrett to hoist up a three. And like you figure down the stretch, you lose to a better team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the last couple games at home, right? I mean, you're talking about the Portland game close down the stretch, Memphis game close down the stretch. And now this game, you couldn't make plays in those spots. I mean, yesterday, Mitchell Robinson misses a free throw. And then somehow
a terrible foul shooter, though.
Oh, but the whole team. I mean, the team, last night we were 13 of 20.
You see what they shot from three last night?
Yeah, 6 of 30.
I mean, come on. Yeah, it's amazing they were in the game the way they were.
Well, they played hard. They played hard. The effort was there last night. And, Giannis is Giannis. I mean, what are you going to do? The best player last night for the Knicks was Mitchell Robinson. He was great.
Listen, it's not that Mitchell Robinson is not talented. Mitchell Robinson is supremely talented. It's the two things that stand in his way. One, he's very rarely healthy. Two, when he is healthy, more times than not, he's in foul trouble. Last night, you got the everything aligning perfectly where you got great Mitchell Robinson.
You got the best version.
Yes.
You got what you paid for last night. I mean, 11 offensive rebounds, only had the two fouls, which is not, I mean, that's not easy going up against Giannis, right? But the problem with him is, what's frustrating about him is when he finally starts hitting his stride, he'll get hurt. And then he'll miss some time and come back, and it's like, well, he's just started getting his lungs back, his conditioning back, his legs back. And it's like, we just stay healthy for
an extended
period
of time. But it's like a vicious
cycle.
But he can't. But that's the thing. He can't.
No, he can't, which is a problem. But again, I mean, it's a really good Milwaukee team. You had the get-right game against Detroit, and you shot great. I mean, you shot amazing. You shot 46% from three, and you play a team that can play legitimate defense, and you shot 20.
And you can't shoot from three at all.
20%.
Very, very, very frustrating. And again, not that one loss against Milwaukee, but it's kind of a microcosm of what you are. The Knicks don't win the games that are like 50-50 games. They don't win them.
No, I mean, this is another one down the stretch. I mean, you had Mitchell Robinson misses the free throw, gets his own rebound, which is great, and then Brunson gets fouled, and you're down 103-102.
And he misses one.
He's been one of the best free throw shooters in the NBA. And of course, it's of all people, it's Grayson Allen that hits that dagger three, and then RJ comes down and he decides that it wasn't a bad look. Takes the three, misses it, and that was it.
And you lose again. But here's the thing: think of the last three home games. It was Portland, it was Memphis, and it was Milwaukee. Right?
That's right.
Could they have won the Portland game?
Yeah.
Could they have won the Memphis game?
Yeah.
Could they have won the Milwaukee game?
Yes.
And they lost all three games. And that, to me, if they would have won those other two and lost last night, fine. Or, lost those two and won last night, fine. But it's every time there's a game that is right there, down to nail-biting time at the end, they're finding ways to lose instead of finding ways to win.
They're not making those game-winning plays late. Yeah, I mean, you had like the Memphis game. Of all the guys you'd want the ball in their hand, I mean, Jalen Brunson had two looks. He misses them, right? Yeah. It's frustrating, man.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. But listen, I mean, they lost. It stinks. I mean, that's another home loss, which isn't great. But again, at least the effort was there. The effort was there.
I guess.
Listen, it's a back-to-back.
But come on, Rick. It's a back-to-back where the night before it was like a massage parlor. Nobody really had to play a lot of minutes. It was nice and easy.
No, I understand that. And we talked about that yesterday. But again, I mean, there's also the glaring difference between Milwaukee and us.
I get it, but you can't win any of them? Any of them?
No, I don't disagree with the schedule.
Have the Knicks had one win this year? Like, maybe the one in Utah, right?
Well, that back-to-back was big, yeah.
Right, but then you played Denver. They didn't even have Jokic in that game.
Yeah, but you got to remember, though, too, like how important that road trip was, though, and how important it was to get off to a good start.
I think it's fair to say I think it's maybe saved Tibbs' job.
I think it did, which is crazy to think. But, yeah, listen, I mean, you got Giannis, the Drew Holidays. Like, that's what makes last night even more frustrating was I didn't go into the game expecting to win. It's Milwaukee. I mean, they're a great team. Giannis is one of the best players. People argue he's the best player in the NBA, right? Although Kevin Durant right now is lights out.
He is unbelievable.
But he follows up with a minute left. And it's Grayson Allen that hits
Grayson Allen, who might be the most unlikable guy
He's got a very punchable face, doesn't he?
Well, he's a Dookie, which turns a lot. I mean, I like Duke, but he's a Dookie, so that turns a ton of people off. He's dirty, right? He's just, yes, he's got all the things that you don't like wrapped them into that one body there. Yes. Very unlikable.
And the other thing is the free throws, man. I mean, it's just, it's these close games. You can't afford to make, like, that's one of those things that coaches talk about as, controllables. Like, making your free throws is controllable. And again, I mean, you shoot 65% from the free throw line, and they shoot 81%. Like, going up against the good team, like we talk about the Giants all the time, right? Like they don't have a they don't have this big margin for error.
Right.
It doesn't have to be perfect, but you can't afford to make, you know, too many mistakes. And like miss like Jalen Brunson missing that free throw. As good as he's been at, you know, at the free throw line, missing that free throw, that's a big, I mean, that's a big miss free throw.
It's huge.
I mean, you're on the line with a chance.
If things go well in that game.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're sitting there down a point with two free throws. You got a chance to take a 1 point lead there. Right?
Instead, you do.
You miss it, and then.
You do. Listen, the things that I look at, I'm looking at the numbers right now that are glaring. They shot 42 for 100, so 42%, fine, right? Not the end of the world. Not great, not awful. Three-pointers, 6 of 30 is awful. Free throws, 13 of 20 is awful. Against teams that, like, you can't be like, I don't know, Golden State or Boston, where, you know, or the Kansas City Chiefs in football, where, like, you need to play well in almost every facet. You're not good enough to shoot 20% from three or shoot 65% from the free throw line. You're not good enough to get away with having a big flaw in your game, and yet every game something is very flawed. And listen, they're two games below 500. Why do you think it is? Because this is the story of what they are. Honestly, and I mean this sincerely, I should stop getting upset. I should stop getting upset because I don't think this is going to change. I think this is exactly who they are.
Yeah, but you can't help it, though.
Because, I know.
I mean, you say that.
Because I'm broken.
The game on,
that's why.
Well, no, I like it. I mean, I like that about you.
You like that I'm broken?
No, I like that you're that invested. But again, I mean, what have we said about this Knicks team for most of the season if they're going to have success? They don't have a superstar player. Jalen Brunson's been their most consistent player, right? So they have Jalen Brunson, they have Julius Randle, and they have R.J. Barrett.
Right.
R.J. Barrett was good last night.
R.J. Barrett was good last night.
Yeah, Julius Randle had 18 points, but he shot 30%, 33%.
And he shot, what did he shoot from three? One of eight?
One of eight.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson got nicked up, came back, but he's usually efficient. He was 8 of 22 and had 17 points. Like two of those three, hopefully all three played really well, but two of those three have to play really well. Like, fortunately, last night you got the 15, like you had the 15 points from Mitch, and he was awesome. But this is not a team. I mean, this is not a team that can afford to when you're playing good teams. Now you can, I mean, you can beat up on Detroit because they stink, but playing a good Milwaukee team,
yep. It's frustrating.
And you have to find a way.
Especially
at home, though. But especially, I mean, you lost six of your last seven at home.
And now it's unacceptable. I mean, you need to make the Garden a big home court advantage. And then I see, you know, the scroll that goes across the bottom of ESPN. Yep. So I guess Memphis lost last night to Minnesota. And Minnesota didn't even have Karl Anthony Towns. And then the scroll goes across and it says, Memphis has lost four of their last five on the road. And then I think to myself, oh, four or five. What's the one? Oh, yeah, right. The one at the Knicks. That's the one.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I was happy that the effort was there because that's been questionable night to night. Like, they had 28 second chance points. Like, there was definitely, like, you saw effort. I mean, you saw guys. I mean, Julius Randle had that one sequence where he saves the ball. Like, there was the effort that you want to see. Now it's just find a way late in these games to make the plays to win as opposed to have, you know, Grayson Allen drill a three in the face.
Of all people to hit that three. But the thing that's so frustrating to me, we'll hear from Thibodeau in a second, is that, like, when Giannis fouled out, I'm thinking to myself, all right, if this goes to overtime, you love your chances. You love them because they don't have the best player in the world. They still don't have Middleton. And you know what? We're going to win this game. And, of course, he hits that three, that dagger three.
But, again, like, back to my original point, though, like, taking care of, like, the controllable stuff. You have one of, you know, the best. What was Brunson like? Right around 90% from the free throw
line. Right, and he misses the foul shot. Yeah, you're not, like I said,
a 1 point lead. You know, like,
you're not good enough to make those mistakes.
Well, just think about that though. I mean, he makes both free throws. Now you're up a point. So that Grayson Allen three. Now they're up two as opposed to three, and you don't have to shoot. You don't have
it's
to come.
It's all the little things. It's all the little things. Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau quickly, and then we'll break and come back and get to your calls. And a lot to do today. Get to the Giants, the Jets. But I'll save it for later. We got observations and DHIP. It's a very busy Thursday. Here is Thibodeau on Barrett's decision to take that three down the stretch.
The three or the two. If you think it's a good look, take it. If not, drive the ball. I like that in the open floor. If you got a good look, but I want to look at it.
He sounds thrilled.
Well, I don't think he was. I mean,
It wasn't a bad look. It wasn't a bad look, but you know what? I don't know if you're like this. I'm a big fan of extending the game. Like, take the ball to the basket, make the easy two. They might have given you the two-pointer, foul them, and let's play that game for a little while. It wasn't a bad look, but it wasn't a great look at a three.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was two or three from three before that, but he has not been a good three-point shooter the entire season, so maybe I'm with you. Try to get to the bucket, get the two. You got plenty of time. Foul, and then draw something up where you have someone that, if it's Brunson or whoever it is, but I don't know. Listen, they made their shot. We didn't.
Yep, that's right. That's what it comes down to. Listen, they're better. They're better.
Milwaukee's better, but I mean, again, it's one of those missed opportunities because you did play hard and you had chances down the stretch, and one team, like we always say it, right? Like, good teams find ways to win, bad teams find ways to lose.
Correct. Okay, so let me ask you this, and then we'll break. Are the Knicks a bad team?
I don't think they're a bad team. I think they're an average team.
Yeah, I think they're a very average team.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't quit the show yet. I feel like we're heading in a very good direction this morning.
It's a good start. Listen, before the show was good today, too, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah, you were uplifting. You were motivating.
I tried, but I felt like you yelled at me.
Oh, it's because you got. I think it's because you got chastised by your wife, but I appreciate her. She gets it.
No, but I don't understand. Why do we need to baby you?
Well, we're trying to make you better is what we're doing.
No, why do we? But forget about me. Why do we need to baby you?
I don't think we always need to baby me. I was in a tight spot.
I understand.
I was conflicted.
You know what it was? And maybe it is my fault. You reached out basically and said, baby me.
No, I was on the front line. I was sent. Okay. I'm like 007. Okay. You gave me my mission, but I'm in the midst of the mission and I just need some backup. I just need some reassurance that things are going to be okay.
And you know what? I don't do it with my kids either. When they're fishing for either compliments or whatever, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. And I wasn't doing it with you, and maybe I should have.
Yeah, maybe you should have.
Maybe I should have.
But it all worked out.
It all worked out. I feel good about things. You feel good about things.
You'll be singing a different tune.
It's possible. It's possible. But right now, I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Everybody's excited. I mean, listen. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. I love Keyshawn singing in the background of that.
The best part of that whole drop is when you're like, hang on, Key, I'm singing.
Well, he tried to interrupt me. I want him to know this was singing time.
I love that. Good times. Well, now just people get more singing now.
Bum, bum, bum. More singing.
More time. Maybe we have a karaoke segment with all this extra time.
Pour some sugar on me. Come on, fire me up.
Can we get a house band?
Maybe you should tell people what we're talking about, like just so people that aren't aware of what's happening.
I mean, you really set me up here, huh?
Big news, jazz hands.
I mean, we can just come right out with this now.
Well, there was an article in the paper yesterday.
RJ, before I do this, I have free reign. I can just come out with this now.
I don't like that you're putting this decision right on me.
Well, yep, because I was going to, you know, walk around it and figure if someone calls about it, we could get into it. Rick then, instead of him coming out with this news, he now spins it back to me, and I will now, you know what it's like? It's like hot potato. Right. I will now pass it over to you.
All right. Well,
and Ray.
Why doesn't Santiago do it? He doesn't have a family yet. Like, RJ's got things to lose.
Right. Listen, if any of us were to get fired, the one that can least afford to get fired is probably me or RJ.
Excuse me? Here's what I say.
You have another full-time job.
Here's what I would recommend. If it's not brought up, you know, call her, so one of us, if we don't slip, between now and, I don't know, set a time.
7:11.
Sooner than that.
6:41.
I was thinking, how about 5:41?
Wow. That's 10 minutes.
That's a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
15 minutes.
Okay. Set a time. 6 what?
No, 5:41.
I say we set a time.
5:41.
Very cowardly.
Wow.
And why do you do it?
If we keep it until then we announce it.
Why don't you? You're the talent.
Fine. I'll do it. Ready?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. We've worked so hard. Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it.
You got to rip the Band-Aid right off. Let's just come out with it.
No, we've come so far. It hasn't clotted yet. No, it's not scabbed yet.
It's already cauterized.
6 o'clock.
That's a good idea.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Good idea.
Timely.
Yes. You know what? It makes perfect sense. Because 6 o'clock will be the new 5 o'clock.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
I see what you did.
Yeah. Aha.
Aha.
Aha. I like it. RJ, you're good.
He's a genius, this man.
We'll see. Until it wasn't supposed to get out, and then I'm looking.
And then it was RJ.
Yep. That would happen really fast.
RJ, you were on the very important Zoom yesterday. That you can't go in. They're not putting you anywhere.
A lot of people are on that Zoom.
I got kicked off the Zoom.
Yeah, Dave, during the most important part of the Zoom, probably the most important part of any Zoom you've ever been on,
yeah.
Dave just goes missing. You go, oh, my connection died. Sorry. Yeah,
my connection died. My power. It was a storm. I don't know if you live in a different land. There was a storm, a big storm, and my power went out.
With the guy that runs the whole station. Can you just repeat the whole thing you just said?
Big bold letters. Dave has left.
It didn't say that, did it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it said Dave has left.
We thought you were making a statement, actually.
Dave has left.
It's like a tailgate. I will not go to the tailgate.
He'll come to the beginning, but then he will leave.
But there's no way I'm staying the entire way.
Oh, look, it's Dave in his Giants hat. Dave has left.
All right, bye-bye. You know, it's funny. I changed hats.
Did you?
I did. I was wearing an ESPN hat. I was like, no. I want to take this news in with my Giants hat on.
I appreciate that. So it was a special moment.
Very special moment. All right. 15 minutes away now. Is that fair, RJ? No, we said 6.
No.
34 minutes away.
He's losing control.
No, I sent myself control. A DM, which makes me look really smart.
We'll
hear from that. No. 33 minutes away. And we will throw this news on you like nobody's business. Big news! Jazz hands! JC in Brooklyn. JC, good morning. You, my friend, are on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas. Man, I just want to do a quick talk about the New York Knicks. I know you guys were touching up on them earlier.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, man, this was not a year where they're going to be a 1, 2, 3 seed, even a 4 seed. Now, this is more, I don't want to call it a rebuild. I think Brunson's a very good player. This is more of a progression stage for people like RJ Barrett, people like Mitchell Robinson. They need to take that next step up.
But JC, this is year 4. Like, Robinson's been here for a while. I'm not seeing the step. Second of all, they're the 10 seed right now. Like, they're 2 games under 500. I'm talking about 1, 2, 3. They lose every close game they're in. Anytime the team is better than them coming in, they lose that game. You're very defensive.
It is tough, my man, just because you know that Milwaukee's a very good team. And it is a slight resemblance of Milwaukee with the show, for example. Rick, a lot of people would say Rick is just like Giannis. He's a star-studded, talented person, you know, talented broadcaster.
A freak, yeah.
Now,
that's right.
He goes out. Yeah, he's a freak. Now he goes out, and then Dave, you resemble Grayson Allen a little bit. You close it out, and you won the show. You made sure they won. It's not Milwaukee's a good team. You got to remember that.
But JC, it's not the loss to Milwaukee that at least for me, that's that upsetting. It's that you lose all these games now. Every time there's a close game down the stretch to a team that is your equal, you lose it.
Now, do you personally think that that's on Tibbs?
No, I don't think it's on Tibbs.
Is it on Tibbs that they couldn't shoot last night?
Yeah,
is it on Tibbs they went 6 for 20? 30?
I think they need to really take Julius Randle out of the playbook, man. He can't be – I think he was 1 for 7, 1 for 8. I don't know the exact number, but he cannot be shooting threes.
And then the night before, he was phenomenal. Where were you yesterday complaining about him shooting?
Nah, listen, man, every broken clock's right twice a day. Remember that. He's a career 26% shooter from the three. You can't be having him as your pivot taking 8 to 10 shots a game from beyond the arc.
He's one of your best players, man. I mean, if he's not your best player, he's your second best player.
But
if you think that's part of the problem and you don't like Julius Randle, I don't know how that's getting fixed unless they trade him.
It's not getting fixed. He's here to stay.
I think what's making this season most frustrating for most people is I think a lot of people felt like I felt, and I think like you felt. If this team was going to take that next step with the addition of Jalen Brunson, R.J. Barrett was going to have to continue to progress and take that next step, and he hasn't done it. It doesn't seem like he's doing that right now.
No, it actually feels like he's regressed a little bit from last year to this year.
So it's like, where is this team headed?
Right. And you say they're a work in progress. Like, by the end of the year, you expect differently, or next year? Like, I think this is what they are.
Jalen Brunson's been great. Like, it's not like Jalen Brunson's off to a slow start. He's been great.
He's been great. And you told me a million times, once you get the point guard, it's going to make everybody better. And let's be fair, it hasn't. It hasn't made R.J. Barrett better.
It has not. It has not made him better. And hopefully that changes. But again, I'm sitting here praising the effort because we haven't consistently seen that kind of effort, which is another thing that frustrates me.
Which I don't like the fact that you're sitting here and really. I mean, you're sitting here because the Knicks played hard. So what do you want to parade? Because they played hard?
No, but I'm just, this is the kind of effort that it's going to take. Like, they need to wrap their arms around that. Like, they're not a good enough team that can have, you know, that can show up and
go through the motions and just win these games.
Yeah, they got to. They have to play hard.
All right, we have to break. 1-800-919-3776. Now, everyone that doesn't know the news, now they're sending tweets. What's the news? What's happening with this news? I'm excited about the news. Well, you're going to find out the news. RJ's going to tell you the news at 6 o'clock this morning. That's what's going to happen.
You're just totally washing your hands of this, huh?
Because I'm a little nervous about it. Not about the news. I'm excited about the news. I'm a little nervous that...
Repercussions.
I don't feel like I was given the best of direction.
And yet you say...
I work with little babies.
I mean...
Yeah?
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
You finally did it, Ray. You cracked him. We finally admitted it.
I didn't think that would be it.
Thank you.
I'm no baby.
I clipped those, both of them.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
A good buddy of mine that lives in town, his heritage is Argentinian. He is a huge soccer guy. Like, he's a soccer genius. He texted me yesterday. He said, I just want to let you know I was commuting in the 5 o'clock hour on the train. You guys did really well.
Oh, good soccer talk.
He said, your soccer talk was really good.
Nice. I was an elite high school soccer goalie, by the way. I'm not sure if you knew that or not.
I knew of that.
I loved it.
Really?
Oh, it was my favorite.
So goalie was just your thing?
I was just drawn to the net, I guess, yeah.
Because there's action there.
Well, action, and then what? They're playing in the rain. It's all muddy. You get to dive around. I loved it.
Leaping. You like to leap.
Oh, I like to leap and then jump out and knee people.
Scare people.
Yeah.
And you were the one that could use your hands. You need to use your hands.
Very handsy.
Yeah.
Very handsy.
So you play, what else did you play? Didn't you play baseball too?
Yeah. Those were my three high school sports, was baseball, soccer, and hockey.
So hockey's what? That's the winter, right?
Yeah.
Baseball's the spring, and then soccer's the fall, so you got it all covered.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Nice. Look at you.
That's right.
And I only played the one. I played JV basketball, though.
Well, but I think your mind, like the athleticism may not have been there, but I'm hearing the stories about your coaching, your tactics, your halftime adjustments, it might have been just you have an eye for it.
I do have an eye for it.
the mind.
I'd love to coach, actually. You coached. You gave it up. You quit. Right?
I'm still coaching.
Well, you coached Milo. You coached at a higher level, and you quit on that. On those four
kids.
I did not stop it.
I did not quit. I invested in my son. I saw my kids through, and I invested in my little guy.
He's your big guy.
Who's now humongous.
Yeah, he's a little guy. All right. Go ahead.
No. So last night, so I was putting him in bed last night, and he's like that.
What time is his bedtime, by the way?
Like an 8.
8, yeah.
And he had late hockey practice. I mean, it depends on what time his hockey practice is. But so I'm putting him to bed, and he brushes his teeth, and he gets his pajamas, and he gives me a big hug. And they kind of like, all he wants to do is like wrestle. Like, so he's like, he pushes, like he tries to wrestle me down. So I'm holding him, and he gives me this big hug. And Cass came in, and she's like, oh, my God, look at the size of him. So she took a picture, and he's laying on me like the way he used to sleep on me as a baby. And she put the pictures side by side. It's crazy how fast
you were.
Is,
huge,
man.
Also.
No, I'm the same size. No, it was him laying on me as a baby, and then him laying on me now side by side. So different.
Oh.
So like when he was, a baby, like a couple months old, and when he's now 7, and it's like I remember laying, like sitting in the Lazy Boy with him, you know, as he was sleeping, or laying on the couch with him as he was sleeping, and now, you know, it feels like you blink. And he's like almost 90 pounds laying on you. Like,
tell me about it. At least, he's 7. He still adores you. Wait till he's like 15, and you're like, Milo, you wanna just sit down and watch? No, Dad, I want to go out with my friends. But thanks.
Well, you told the kid he shoots less than Ben Simmons.
Well, I didn't tell anybody that, and that's Alex.
Sherry did it.
That's not me. You can't blame me for that. I have my own foibles, but you can't blame me for that one.
Your kids love you, though. I mean, they sit down with you on a Sunday to watch football.
So. Yeah, we hang out a ton, but it's just like they. I don't like this they get older thing at all.
At all.
At all. I mean, Ben's a sophomore. 3 years, he's gone. Wait till you see how needy I am then.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I'm gonna be miserable. I'm gonna be so needy.
It's gonna be. I don't know how we'll deal with it.
It's gonna be bad for you guys and for Alex.
Well, luckily we'll have Santiago, who still won't have a woman that can take care of it.
Yeah, Ray, I'm going to need a lot of attention in a couple of years. Great.
Did you call the waitress yet, Santi? Oh, so this is what we're doing.
This is the most immature thing anyone could ever do, and
such
I'm immature. I'm immature, but at least I talk. Now all of a sudden you're just going to give us the silent treatment?
No, listen, the lesson that I've learned here is that I can't give you anything.
And well, you're not giving anyone anything.
Well, no, you're giving nobody nothing.
Nothing.
As far as you know.
Nobody's getting anything.
And that's where it's going to stay, because when the next update you guys will get will probably be at my wedding whenever that comes.
Great.
So enjoy that space where you're
at. Does that mean you're on the verge of a wedding?
You'll never know.
That's great.
If we were in a locker room, I would fight you right now. This is your job as the single guy. We're supposed to live vicariously through you.
I don't want to live through you. I'm very happily married.
No, but I don't mean like that. But you want to hear stories like that. I mean, we introduced him to this lovely waitress. He gets
her number. Adorable woman, yes.
We gave him MVP of the dinner, and then that said we get crickets.
It's fair. You don't tell us any. Why don't you tell us anything?
Because I'm not that. I'm a very private person. I don't
people
like
want to know.
Things.
You're on the radio, for God's sakes. Yeah. Privacy be damned.
Celebrity.
You're a big deal. Santiago 6.
These are very strong words. These are not words that I have ever said.
Yeah, by the way, I don't want any attention. It says the guy who walks around in a Santiago 6 jersey.
And tweets his face off during every Cowboys play. I don't want attention.
Okay.
I'm very private.
And none of those things involve my personal life.
Oh, I see how it is. All right.
It's fine.
I said,
So be honest now. We're work friends. Is that right?
Were you ever not work friends? I mean, we've hung out. We've hung out how many times?
Wow.
How many times have we hung out?
Wow.
Be honest. Answer the question. How many times have we hung out outside of work every day?
How many times do I hang out with anybody? You think I have like a laundry list of people that I'm making plans and getting together with?
I don't know. I don't know these things about you.
I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day.
Poor guy.
I got two kids. I got a wife. You think I'm just I'm out there hobnobbing with the rich and famous? I don't make plans with anybody.
You're as close to me as anybody right now.
You're
a big important person with a lot of money. You should hobnob with people.
Well, you know what? The fact that you are flipping the script and making me the bad guy is amazing.
Hey, you got two crazy dogs too. Don't forget that.
Oh,
can't forget the dogs.
Can't forget the dogs.
I can't forget the dogs is right. She vomited all over herself the other day.
Ugh.
It smells disgusting.
Why do you deal with it?
Why do I deal with the dogs?
Yeah.
Well, I told Sherry we should get rid of them, and she won't do it.
Get them trained properly. Send her to boot camp.
I don't know how.
Well, this has to be. Raymond knows dogs. He's like, I mean, he's like a dog whisperer.
You have a beautiful, spacious apartment that has a dog park.
Where did we get this from?
take a dog.
Not taking a
take
dog.
Take a dog. Train one of the dogs for me.
I think they're beyond training at this point. You've let them become complete monsters.
They're like the cocaine bear.
It's on you.
That's what these dogs are like.
You're very intrigued by the cocaine bear, aren't you?
I can't believe this is a real movie.
I think it's the final work of Ray Liotta.
It's the last movie he's ever in, huh?
I'm not even kidding. I think it is.
And Carrie Russell's in this. Felicity will be a key player in this movie as well.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
I don't know who that is.
Ice Cube Jr.
Oh. How about that?
Well, they got a legitimate cast for this movie.
Yeah, they really do. For the cocaine. How do you think they presented the script to them for the cocaine bear?
Here's a bag full of cash. What do you think?
The movie. We have leftover drug money. If you do the movie, we'll pay you a lot of money.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Hello. Let's get into the Yankees a little bit. and the Mets. Why are you laughing?
Okay, what a transition that was.
You know what? I need to move.
Hello.
you don't appreciate me the way you should.
I do.
So Aaron Judge, according to Jeff Passan, has been offered 8 years and $300 million and did not accept. We're in a holding pattern. He also stated that by the end of the winter meetings, which I think is December the 7th, which is 6 days from right now, he will have a final decision.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the goal is for Aaron Judge, if one of the conversations they had, and you heard some of this with the Anthony Rizzo signing, was, you know, I'm sure he's having this conversation with all these teams, with the Giants and whoever else he meets with, is, you know, this is about how much I'm looking for. And if you spend this much money on me, will you have enough to build a championship team around me or put the pieces around me that will help us win a championship? So it's in his best interest and the Yankees' best interest to get this thing done.
Of course. So you can start the next steps.
Yeah.
But I mean, he didn't accept it. There's no way it's going to end at 300, right?
No. Well, why would it?
I think it's going to go 340, 350.
What did we say initially? 8 years, 320?
Didn't you write it down in your hot take sheet?
Yeah, I think we went eight for 320.
Eight for 320. So he's going to go back to the Giants now. And apparently it's those two teams. It's the Yankees and it's the Giants.
Yeah, the Dodgers offer was...
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Was not what he was
It wasn't even
for.
A real offer.
Yeah, but I go back to... Yeah, I'm looking right here. On November 9th, we had prong one was Judge 8 years, 320. And prong two was if Judge doesn't sign, it would be Correa.
Well, are these my hot takes?
That was your prong. That was your second prong.
I like that. I stand by those. I feel like that's a month ago, and I still feel pretty good about both the double prong.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, let's go back when this whole thing started. Okay, the $213.5 million.
Right.
And I think everyone thought before we heard that number, before the Yankees leaked that number, or Brian Cashman said that number, was that the big holdup would be the years, right? So they said, we'll go 7 years. So we're like, okay, well, if you go seven plus this year, that's 8 years. So it's not a year. It's not a year's thing. It's now just a money thing. So now they offer eight for 300. And I remember saying at the time, well, he's going to play this year, and you just offered him a seven-year deal. Why not just, instead of screwing out the stupid arbitration garbage,
right,
you just
include this year in the deal, yes.
Yeah. So add whatever. So now it's, I mean, now you're up at, what, $37.5 million.
Right. So you'd be the highest paid player per year in all of baseball.
Position player.
Position
right.
player, yes. Right. Scherzer gets more.
So why not just back then take it and go, okay, so we'll do, you know, we'll do eight times the 30. We'll go, you know, eight for 240 or whatever it ended up being.
Well, they didn't. I mean, are we going to just, I mean, and I agree with you. That's what they should have done, and they messed this up.
Well, but now you're going another extra, now you're forced to go another extra year.
You're going an extra year, and you're going a lot more money.
Yeah.
So you lose on both accounts.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, the 213.5, that was, I mean, that's 30 and a half million. Now you're up at 37 and a half million.
Right. So you're 7 million more a year and you're the extra year.
And you're the extra year. And now, listen, it played out perfectly for the
Yankees. And it's not going to end at $7.5 million a year.
No, it's not. And it played, I mean, listen, it played out financially, it probably played out perfectly for the Yankees with the amount of money they made with his chase for the, you know, his home run chase. But it's the risk you run when you go to free agency.
So he's going to go back to the Giants. They're going to offer him a bigger deal. And I think it's going to come down to, does he want to play for the Yankees or does he want to be, I don't think rebuild is a fair term, but it's not ready-made or close to ready-made like the Yankees are. It's going to take a little time in San Francisco.
Yeah, how much does it mean to him to be a, you know, a Yankee for life, drafted, captain, all that stuff? Here's the thing, though. It was funny. I was listening to the K-Show yesterday, and they're trying to figure out who would leak this number to Passan. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean who would leak the number? It was the Yankees that leaked it. The holdup, right, was when we finally got to what was actually going on. It was reported that Aaron Judge wanted to be paid like Mike Trout, right? He wanted to be the highest paid position player or right around
That's correct. And he will
be. Well, which this $300 million does. But it's like, well, now the Giants know. Well, you don't think that Aaron Judge's agent was like, hey, guys, by the way, Yankees just offered us 8 for $300. Like, you don't think the agent
Of course, that's what even a bad agent would do.
So why would they have to leak it? Aaron Judge's agent wouldn't have to leak that. The Yankees would leak it.
Because the Yankees want it to be known that they've made a monster offer.
Exactly,
and this is
right.
A monster offer. The problem is it's not going to be enough.
Well, it's exactly what he had asked for, right? More than he had asked for.
Like,
we gave you the extra year. We wanted to go 7, we went 8. And now we gave you what you wanted. You'll be the highest paid position player in the sport.
But times change.
No, I know. But now it for them, it lessens the blow if he says no. Now it's a Yankee. Because how many Yankees fans do we have called? Well, it's the Yankees. I mean, what's the value of being a Yankee?
Well, they just think you're gonna take a haircut of a salary just to play for the Yankees.
Right.
They're the Yankees.
That's right.
It doesn't work like that.
No, this is to get the fan. So the fan base knows
It doesn't matter. If he signs with San Francisco, the Yankees fan base will lose their minds. It doesn't matter if they've made him a more than fair offer at 8 years, $300 million. Doesn't matter.
At that point, what's the difference, though, really? Like, if it's 8 for $300 or 8 for $320, what's the difference then?
Yeah, I agree with you.
It was the years was the holdup.
I mean, if you want to be with the Yankees and they're close, which they're going to be to San Francisco, wouldn't you just stay with the Yankees?
No, I'm saying if you're the Yankees, though, like I would never tell Aaron Judge to take less money. Like, they did this to themselves, and he answered the bell.
So you're saying the Yankees should just do whatever needs to be done to get?
Well, yeah, but it's like, what are we doing now? Like, I mean, why are we playing this game? Like, unless it ends up being, you know, 9 or 10 years, then I completely understand with the Yankees. But it's 8 years. We're all okay. So we got the years right, and now what is it? Is it 320? Is it 340? What is it? Like, why are we haggling now?
You're right. But this is a team that didn't make him the deal that he wanted this offseason. So maybe that's maybe we have to accept maybe this is just the Yankees are. Again, they still have a ton of money and they're going to spend a lot of money, but they operate differently than they did back in the day.
But then you're haggling over arbitration money, like over $4 million.
But
like, what are you doing?
Listen, that's the new Yankees. How many times have you heard this is not George Steinbrenner's Yankees? It's not.
Okay, hold on one second, though. But why to your homegrown guy that's done absolutely everything you've asked from him, is coming off one of the greatest offensive seasons in the history of the sport, is a money-making machine for your team, is the face of baseball. Why do you treat him like this, but you can't wait to bend over backwards for Gerrit Cole and give him 9 years? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like that's, I think you're again. I'm not arguing with your point. I'm just saying you have to realize it's different now. It's not what you grew up with the Yankees.
I understand that, but I'm also of the belief that you should take care of your own guys when they do the right stuff.
I think that they thought they were taking care of him, and I think that they knew they were not giving him what he could get on the open market.
No, they let him get all the way to a year before free agency, and they offered him 30 and a half a
year. So they could have played the game that Cleveland and Atlanta play, and before he's even close to free agency, lock him up. They could have done that, and they decided not to.
Well, no, they should have. Like, listen, was it a fair offer? Okay, it's a fair offer, but whatever you want to say. But you could have got to a number where you would have made it real hard. Like, the fact that he admitted that he was in the outfield early in the season, questioning whether or not he should have taken the 213 and a half, you bumped that up to, say,
250.
Like, 30... Like, get close to Trout's 35 and a half, so he has to think about it. 34 a year. Like, that's the other thing. You just saw Francisco Lindor sign for 34 a year. Right? Like, get to 35 or 34, whatever it is. Get to a number close to that so you have because it's a respect thing for him too, right? I feel like I'm one of the best players in baseball. I want to get paid like one of the best players in baseball.
Right. And he just had a year for the ages. And now you're going to have to pay him more than you ever anticipated.
Yes, that's right.
That's what's going to happen. Now, this season marks the 50th anniversary of Islanders hockey. To help celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the December 6th matchup against the St. Louis Blues at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contests, and submit your entry. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. All right, let's get to Adam in Putnam Valley. Hi, Adam. Good morning. You're on 98.7. Hello?
Uh-oh. Adam, first call. Is that the first call of the day this happened?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
There he is.
Hey,
all right, here we go.
Hey, what's up?
There you are, Adam. He was sleeping. It's
hey,
early. Going,
just saying goodbye to my wife, but she's dry like
bye-bye.
Everyone else.
Okay, bye-bye. What do you got?
So, as much as you guys are the talent, Ray and RJ are as well. And I'm sitting here and going, Rick made a great point. I'm married with children. I want to know what's going on with Ray. Ray, we all would vicariously through you. You got to give us a little something, just a little taste. All right, Ray, I'll hang up so I can hear that taste now.
Ray?
Just a taste, Raymond. Just
Ray,
a taste.
Ray, this is not, I mean, work friends. This is people outside. People look to you for stories, and you are giving them the verbal middle finger and saying, I'm not giving you anything. How do you answer, Adam?
Again, these are words that you're putting in my mouth. I'm not giving anybody a middle finger, verbal or otherwise. So I mean,
well, you actually are. You're
because,
telling.
Well, no.
He wants to know what's going on. He obviously is a man that's looking for stories. You have stories to provide, and you won't.
No, see, what you've done is you've made this a situation where I can't give you anything, because if I give you like the slightest piece of information about what goes on in my life. You put it all out there.
You should put it all out there.
You've basically publicized like where I live, and for some reason that like, you're hooked on the amenities of the place.
Oh, it's a general facility.
I've never said exactly. I've never.
You told everyone you live near MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, that's all I said, and you like narrowed it down to like what place has this and this and this, and oh well, it must be this one. You've all but basically given my address.
You live in an apartment facility that has a fancy name.
It's a miracle that when I come here every morning, there's not like people outside waiting for me. I have to watch my back every time.
One person specifically I can think of that I would be fearful would be waiting for you.
I think we're multiple
people. Let's be fair.
Because you're a celebrity, though. One. Embrace it. This is what happens to celebrities.
And you know what happens if somebody does spy on you and go after you? I think ESPN is obligated to hire security for you.
I don't think they are.
I think they would.
I don't think they are. And again, you're giving me the negatives of celebrity without any of the positives. I mean, it's celebrity
without any of the positives.
I mean, yeah, seriously. What's the positive of people knowing what's going on in my life?
Because you become a bigger celebrity.
Are you kidding me?
Though.
Look at Kim Kardashian.
No. See, look what Kim Kardashian had to do to become Kim Kardashian.
Well, I'm not asking you for that.
I'll get your butt cheek implants.
We don't need to do that.
I'll do it.
Lather you up with oil?
You'll make it. You don't want to make a tape?
You know, you're making me very uncomfortable. Between the shower thoughts and all the stuff, lathering me up with oil,
I'll tell you what, you're making me very uncomfortable. I'll tell you what. If your performance in this new tape that we're going to make isn't better than Kim Kardashian's, I would be surprised.
It's hard to be worse. Let's be honest. It's hard to be worse.
So there you go.
He's not going to do it. He won't tell us if he goes on a date. He's not going to make a tape.
It's unfortunate. It really
all I know is you're not only disappointing the people of the show, you're disappointing America. And if you're okay with that, then I guess we're going to have to deal with that as well.
Again, maybe we can revisit this at some point. But as of now, no, I'm just going to...
That's great.
Just going to keep it quiet for now. Yeah.
And this guy calls from Putnam Valley. Listen, Putnam Valley, for God's sake.
And I appreciate him. And I hope he continues listening no matter what.
He might not, because now he's not going to get the Santiago stories
that he so desperately pines for.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.